Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another live edition of the Highbury Squad. It's Lockdown Series, Volume 2, Episode 17. It's the Arsenal chat room show. What could possibly go wrong, I ask? Welcome to the show. Returning is PG. Welcome. Like the beanie.
Yay!
Very nice.
Yes. Bad hair day and I'm cold tonight. So yeah.
Yes. And I don't know if you've noticed, but it's actually storming so bad in California today that I have the lights on.
I was going to say, it's a bit dark, isn't
it? It's very dark and it's very stormy and the thunder is coming. And let's hope that our chat room create the lightning, just like Super Kevin Campbell. Welcome back. I was thinking about what PG's entrance would be, and I was thinking it'd be more like, you know, that kind
of
a bit more chill.
Move side to side, nice and easy.
Yeah, we're going to work on that one. Yeah, cracking hats in the house. We like to deliver on the old hats. Thanks for all the compliments on yesterday's hat. Today we've got a bobble hat from PG.
Got an Arsenal one. It's weird because it's black. Why were they? I don't know. They bought black, so I bought black. They made black, I mean. Sorry.
Listen,
I've got my hat just in case.
All right,
you need
very
to
good.
Wear it because we've all got hats on.
No, tonight. I've got it just in case. I'll put it on. All right, I'll put it on. It's all right.
Oh my God, what is it? Oh,
what do you mean, what is it? It's a hat.
Strange.
Saying hello to everybody. Let us know if you hear any echoes tonight, everyone. Just making sure everyone's in the house. Everyone is in the house. Yes, PG's back too. Oh gosh, who's there coming after? It's got to be Kevin or PG. I'm innocent.
It's not me. It's you.
It's got to be me.
I live in a quiet area.
Good morning, down under. Wow, welcome, welcome,
fantastic.
Welcome. All right, let's get this thing rolling. Okay, so you guys know the rule. We've prepared nothing. So we're
nothing.
Just going to sit here in silence until you start asking us questions.
Right, hold on. There we go.
Now the there chat she room. Goes, opening the PG chat room again. There goes the echo. Evening, Duncan, as well. Evening, Gunas podcast. Hello, Mr. Mike. Good to have you. I'm sure you're going to be asking some interesting questions. Hi, Pramod from India. All
hey,
of
ladies,
our friends.
Ladies, before we start dealing with all that, what do you reckon the score is going to be tomorrow?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. You've just like thrown us in there. I haven't even thought about it.
I thought we were going to do that
Get
at the
out,
end.
You
but...
haven't thought about it. Get out. Man United
all
on Saturday.
Think about.
Come
yeah.
on.
It's all
I
can
think
about.
I think it'll be 2-0.
2-0. I said, I reckon 2-1.
Mm.
SD. 2-1 to Arsenal, by the way, obviously.
I think we'll win 3-1 tomorrow.
I think they've been getting away with it, to be honest.
Yeah, me
too. You know,
too.
The amount of games they've gone behind.
Yeah.
And they keep coming back. Obviously, Sheffield United done them. They took the lead and ended
Which
up doing
Which was bizarre,
them.
Wasn't it? Sheffield United
Which is crazy.
Got them in the league.
It was crazy. Crazy. But I fancy us. I do.
I fancy okay. our speed up front.
Most our people speed. In the chat room fancy us as well.
I agree with Mike. Who
Not
else
us,
am I
but Arsenal.
In this chat? Right. Listen, we're going to do that at the end a little bit too. We're going to get everyone to give us
yeah,
their
so
predictions
premature.
And what they think. But I like how
no,
listen,
it, 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 gets KC, the, it gets the chat room going.
KC just wanted to get stuck right into the action.
Yeah,
wow.
No
the lighting
around.
Is really lighting's really bad today. Faye Dunaway would have a whole nightmare about this lighting. Okay, here we go. There was I'd like where was that question? What are you going to do when the cops come? I'm just going to say PG did it.
PG did what? I haven't
exactly.
anything. That's the
PG
thing.
PG done the tips. PG
I get blamed
tips.
For everything. I yeah. get blamed for everything.
Look, Mask Gunner asked, what are you going to... By the way, Mask Gunner, thanks for joining. He chose hockey over us yesterday, but thanks for joining us tonight.
Okay.
It's very nice of you. Yep. Okay, here's a good one. Let's start right. off with Colorado Gunner. Pineapple on pizza.
Absolutely friggin' yes. Yes and yes. I argue about this with everybody. It is the best. Ham, mushroom, pineapple.
KC, is pineapple allowed on pizza?
You must be crazy.
There
no
we go.
Chance.
I knew he was going to say
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely no chance. No way. It's a bloody dessert, for God's sake.
Yeah. You know, when it's really good is after you've had a night of drinking. There's something about the ham and pineapple pizza when you want to soak up the alcohol. But in general, Colorado Guna, I'm going to say no to pineapple on pizza. Like KC, it should be a fruit served with either ice cream or cream. But it's a good question. We like that one. All right. PG, let me know if you spot any. Why isn't anyone wearing red? Newman always wants to start trouble, doesn't he?
No, but hold on, Newman. Look, this is an Arsenal official beanie hat that I bought at the Emirates on one of those stalls. So don't always need to wear red.
Plus, the top of my samurai sword, guys, is red. So there's red in the house. And if you can see in the background, my atomic blonde, sexy Charlize Theron, Stalinaya promo poster also has red.
I've got my mouse mat. That's red.
KC, do you have anything red there? Or you're in are you in Spain now, so you don't really have anything?
No. I'm in Manchester. What's that? I'm not even answering Newman's nonsense. What's he on about? Here we go. I've got something red.
Tiffany? Is that a pen? Apparently Tiffany's got this hat, so she can tell you it's an official Arsenal one. I'm reading all the messages that you're missing. Okay. Right, well, okay. So we need to get questions. Come on, guys.
Hold on one second, though. Tell me where you see them, because then I can put them up. Good evening, everyone. Okay, here we go. Let's find some more here. Let's see. Remember, we said we got nothing prepared. It's like a Seinfeld episode. This show is about nothing.
Isn't it funny? Normally, they're inundating us. So much to say, haven't they? Normally,
there's
so much rabbit.
The thing is, they're still discussing hats, pineapple, and your prediction.
Okay, here we
go. All right.
I like this one. Carl Kenneth Hasselstrom. I like that. Ah, Carl Kenneth Hasselstrom. What is the worst thing you guys have ever eaten? Oh, I like this. I love questions like this.
Okay. It's too early to say.
Do you want me to go first?
Yep.
If you want.
In China, one time, I ate a 100-year-old egg.
Oh, my God.
And let me tell you, it was bloody awful.
Are you sure you on who I'm a celebrity? Get me out of here.
No, I mean, it felt like that, PG, to be honest with you. It was absolutely God awful. So that's the worst thing I ever ate. You guys.
I think for me, would go on, PG. I'll tell you mine at the end.
You do your... Because I'm thinking that it's not something that I've ever...
Well, I don't really eat bad stuff, but liver. Oh, my God,
It's disgusting. Liver is absolutely grotesque.
I agree with you, but chopped liver isn't. I hate liver, but chopped liver's delicious. If anyone's Jewish on here and had chopped liver, it is totally different for some reason to liver. I don't like liver either, only chopped liver. I don't think I've ever had anything... Only something that was off once. I had mozzarella and it was off and I thought I was going to throw up. But I love mozzarella, but it was off.
When I was in China, I chose to try all the, like, the locusts and the cricket and all that type of stuff. But the egg, that was a step too far. Really, really.
Was it nice? Were the locusts and crickets nice?
You know what? It tasted a little bit like fried chicken.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chopped liver's the best, not locust.
You like liver pate then?
If you go to Mike's question.
Amanda, do you like liver pate if you like chopped liver?
Yes, love it. Well, liver pate is chopped liver.
Yeah. It's in that moussey type.
Oh, liver. But I hate liver and onions. I can't eat liver like that.
This is why PG, probably Silence of the Lambs, her favourite movie. I once ate his liver with a nice bottle of Chianti.
No, I can't watch horror films. I'm watching something at the moment that I'm scared of, and Carl just laughs at me. Honestly, I get scared of everything I watch.
Do you like Chianti? You'll have a glass of Chianti, though, with the liver, wouldn't you?
No, I don't really drink, do I?
I know, but you'll have a glass of Chianti, you.
All right, let's go to Mike's question, which he tweeted, and he was told to put it in the chat. Otherwise, it doesn't get asked. Those are the rules today.
Yeah, we've got to be a bit serious occasionally.
Yeah. If you could go back in history to watch a football match live, what game would it be? Are you asking us to go back to a game we missed or any game that we experienced, either or? Anyway, go on, PG.
Live. Okay. So I've got a little story about this. It would be the Cup Winners' Cup final in 1994, where that man got a yellow card. Do you know how I know that, Kev?
She's picking on you again, Kevin.
Do you know how I know that? Because today I had to look up the date, and I was looking at something, Kevin Campbell, yellow card, with about three of you. Anyway, moving on from that, all my family got tickets for Copenhagen, and I couldn't apply because I wasn't working at the time. I had no money. I couldn't do it. So they all booked their flights and their tickets, and that was that. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to have to watch this final on my own. And this is no word of a lie. In the middle of April, 3 weeks before, I won 10 grand on Capital Radio on the Capital Birthday Bonanza, the middle of April. And when I won it on the Monday morning, about 8 o'clock in the morning on Capital, I remember Chris Tarrant saying to me, so what are you going to spend it on? I went, I'm going to Copenhagen. But I didn't go because it was too late to get a ticket and too late to fly over there. But if I could, that's the only, well, I went to Paris for the Stade de France for 2006 for the Champions League. League final. So I've never seen us win in Europe, and I've only ever been to one European away, which was Paris. So all my family were in Copenhagen, all my friends, everybody. I was only 25 at the time, I think, or 24. I didn't have the money, and then I did. And if I'd have known, I'd have booked and put it on my credit card and then paid for it. But mine would have been the Cup Winners' Cup final.
Let's see. What would my game be? I really loved being there the day Ian Wright broke Cliff Bastin's record. That was such a euphoric, happy, beautiful day where he also made the mistake of
revealing.
Do you know what? I remember sitting there going to my dad. He hasn't done it. Why has he lifted his top up?
And my dad
went, oh, he has. I went, I don't think he's done it. And then because I wasn't like confident of my my thoughts, I thought, oh, maybe he has. But then he did it again. He spoke about that on Graham Norton last week.
Hilarious.
He said he's never been so embarrassed in his life. He said he lifted it up and someone said to him, you've only equaled it. And he went like that. And then when he scored again, he went like that. And the whole crowd were just laughing. So, well, I need to ask you, though, would you rather have not been at Anfield in 89, Soph?
I would rather have been at White Hart Lane when we won the league.
What, the double?
Yeah, I would rather have been there when we did that, just to be in the away crowd at White Hart Lane and enjoy that moment. Oh, my gosh. And the fact that they're going all Spursy again. Oh, gosh. I loved listening to TalkSport last night. It was epic on gigantic proportions. It was just the meltdown is unbelievable. You know, they won the league in December, you guys, right? Yeah. Remember that?
Of course.
Their best ever season and our worst ever, and we're 3 points behind them. It's
crazy.
Hilarious.
I'm interested what Kevin's is as a player, especially going back to a game.
I'd like to probably have gone to any of the wins at Old Trafford to win the league.
Oh, what, Sylvain Wiltord, that one?
Yeah, or Overmars. You know, games would have been, because the rival was so hot, those for me, obviously I was playing, I couldn't obviously go to those games. I would have loved to have been in the away end, because the away end at Old Trafford is amazing, so I think that I've done Anfield in 89. I would have loved White Hart Lane, but we've done it there. But Man United were our closest rivals and the rivalry was so big. So I would have loved to have been there and milked it. You know what I mean?
Do you know what, Kev? I was in the away end when Danny Welbeck scored. I know it wasn't a final, but it was the FA Cup
game. When
honestly, I mean, I've been in crowds for years that have gone mental. I mean, obviously Anfield you can't beat, but I remember there was thousands and thousands of us because you could have a lot more for the FA Cup.
Yeah.
And where you stand is coming towards us, right? And it was amazing. I remember I was on my own in the crowd. I didn't know anyone around me, actually. We all just went mental. And then when he stood there in front of the stadium and did what he did, in front of the stand, and it was Welbeck at United, which obviously is even more, and I couldn't believe we beat them. I could not, and it was brilliant to win the league there. must have been
sensational.
How many teams have done that the way we have? Not many. Unbelievable.
It's just so Arsenal, isn't it?
I love
it. We're just so good.
This is a good one. I really like this. Good evening, Darren. Welcome. Hope you're well. This is a really good one. Would you rather do Dancing on Ice, Strictly, or The Jungle?
None of them.
I know. I love dancing. Oh, come on, Kev. You'd be on Strictly. You know that. You like a bit of a boozy.
Oh, Casey.
What am I doing on Strictly, for God's sake?
Fridays, oh, I think we should do get a petition up for Kev to go on Strictly Come Dancing. Yeah. I'll be in the audience.
You, like. You can get whatever you like.
You'd never do
it. The tango.
I wouldn't go on any. I don't watch them. I wouldn't go on any of them.
It's so miserable.
Oh, nonsense. I think it's bloody nonsense, myself.
Well, you've got to choose one. That's what Darren's asked. You got to choose one.
If you had to choose one, which one would you
choose? I don't have to choose any.
I'd love to see Casey.
It's a bad question.
Casey, I'd love to see you on ice with those tight little outfits and the sequins and stuff.
The only ice I'm having is in my drink. Sod that.
what would you do, Soph?
I think I'd want to go in the jungle just for the experience to see if I could hack it, to try and push myself to the limit, so out of my comfort zone.
I could go in the jungle if I didn't have to eat that shit. I can't eat spiders.
Yeah, well, you'd
have
to.
No. And you know, like cow's anus and like crocodile penis. I couldn't do any of that, but I'd love to be outside and see if I could do
crocodile
it.
Crocodile penis, very appetizing on a Friday night. Very nice. Let's go to
crispy and crunchy.
Well done, Darren.
For me, it'd have to be bloody the Strictly Come Dancing then, wouldn't
it? Yeah,
I'd like dancing. You don't see the brothers on ice much, do you?
I like a couple, Casey.
And it's too much cliche about being in the bloody jungle, so it's going to have to be Strictly Come Dancing. Jesus.
So epic.
What a bad question.
You can blame Darren.
It's a bad question. Because you don't like it.
Yeah.
I think it's a brilliant question.
I think it's a brilliant question.
No, wouldn't you?
Every time PG mentions Anfield 89, everyone has to take a shot, whether it's a coffee, a tea, a beer.
I only mentioned it because I wanted to see if it would be your game.
Every time. Okay, so BX Gunner, does anyone on the panel have classic kits? Well, of course. Of course. Do you have okay, when you say classic, I mean, for me, the O2 shirt is like my classic because of the era and the time and the players and the team. Then the JVC banana kit, that's somewhere in my mum's house in Cyprus.
It is one of the ultimate classics.
Yeah.
I've got a yellow away shirt with Ian, I think Wrighty on it in about the 90s, early 90s. But God knows where that is, but not.
Was it the Adidas one with the free... With the three going across. Yeah, the Adidas one.
Yeah, I'll say yeah.
The yellow one. It was a nice one.
It's like, yellow and it's got
got loads of classic kits. Actually, my son's got a lot of my sons have got a lot of my tops and stuff. I don't have any. I tend to give them away, so
I think you should wear a kit for the next pod.
Okay, here we go. What's this?
Completely met with silence.
Oh.
That's what it deserves.
It does. Well, bear with us tonight, guys. Remember, this is a Seinfeld episode. There's no plan. There's no preparation. It's down to you. So you're asking the questions. Bernadette thinks that liver cooked properly is good. Let's go to Sean. Let's see. When the pandemic is a thing of the past, how many beers in bribe is it going to take to get Sophie to take in a match with the OC Cooners at the old ship? You can lead with the Petite song. He's blonde. He's quick. His name's a porno flick. Emmanuel. I'll be down there.
I don't think it'll take many beers to be
honest. No, I think it's the mimosas that will cost.
Get the mimosas in. Get the mimosas in. All right. Let's see. 100-year-old egg has nothing to do with burgers. Let's see. KC, what was your pre-match meal?
Pre-match meal was scrambled eggs and toast with beans sometimes or whatever. Scrambled eggs and toast usually.
Okay. Where have you been, M. Weiner? We always have fans on the air all the time. It's just that tonight's show is just chat room, right?
So
you are on it.
Come on.
Ask us a question.
You never walk alone. Is that what it is? Emmy, you'll never walk alone.
MK from Arsenal Los Angeles wants to know how we feel about spam. I've never understood spam. Why
email spam?
Get out of it. Get out.
Spam, we had that in the 70s and it's disgusting.
That used to be a lifesaver back then.
Oh yeah. My
God, that's hilarious. Oh, look, everyone take a shot. Someone's mentioned Anfield 89. Here we go. I love Spam. Fava beans. Yeah. All right, Mike. We know that.
Fava
beans. You know what you do in your your spare time.
Fava beans?
They're beans, isn't it? They're beans.
They're beans, right. Isn't it?
Yeah. Hold on one second.
He's meant to anyway.
Avani TV, scrambled eggs and toast.
Are you part Mexican? Mexican?
Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah, he is.
I can be, I suppose, if you want me to be.
I don't mind smashing plates, Moss Gunner. This is going really well right now, you guys. Okay, BG's ABBA or Leo Sayer? Come on.
No decision needs to be made. Dancing Queen.
See, I was going to go the opposite.
The tambourine. Such an ABBA girl. Mamma Mia, I watched that the other day.
The first one, not the second one, right? The second one's rancid.
They're all rancid, but I love
them. I go for Bee Gees.
Yeah, it got to be the Bee Gees. There's a great documentary about them too, by the way, that's just come out, which is really amazing. Do you want to hear a really quick 30-second story about Leo Sayer? My sister was taking driving lessons in the early 80s. And you remember back in the day, guys, where you would the driving instructor would come to your house, knock on the door, get ready for your lessons and all that. And then they'd swap over, you'd drive a little bit and they'd have the old student in the back and they'd drop them off and then you get picked up. Well, one time the person learning to drive was Leo Sayer.
Oh.
Can you believe that?
No.
My sister, being older than me, went nuts. She just absolutely bodged that driving lesson completely because she couldn't keep her shit together because Leo Sayer was in the back of the car.
Oh, he had his hand on her shoulder. That's what was doing
Hello,
it.
Sailor.
He was grabbing her shoulder because he was fighting.
Oh, Leo Sayer, bless him.
Okay.
PG
singing, don't give up your day job.
I've got the worst voice on the planet, but I know that, so don't care.
Oh, this is a good one.
Oh, God. It's very hard, isn't it?
Not really. It's Cristiano.
Are we going to answer it?
Well, you can go either way, but Messi for me.
Okay, well, I just slightly edge Cristiano, funny enough, just slightly.
If I was starting a team, I would start it around Cristiano, just because... He has a little bit of everything about him. Okay, let's do this one. Nadine, name your best Arsenal starting 11 of all time using past and present players. Dear God, how much time do we have?
We'll be here all night.
We could do it, though, you guys. Let's do it real quick together. Right. How about we
Seaman?
Do
we all agree on Seaman?
Do we know the back five?
Well, do Easy. We?
Dixon, Keown, Adams, Bolt. Winterburn.
But it could be O'Leary or it could be Bold or Keown. So I don't know.
I'm gonna go O'Leary.
Campbell
could be.
Right, we all agree on Dixon, Winterburn and Adams.
Yes.
I've done it before. I've gone for the famous back five. That's what I've done.
I'm gonna go with O'Leary.
Dixon, Bold, Adams, Winterburn and Seaman in goal. I've just gone for that. Those are the ones who played most of the games together as a five. So I've just gone for them. That makes life easier for me.
So we're going to vote on that. I'll go with Bold. So we'll do those five.
Okay.
I think that's right.
Midfield. Oh, boy. This is where it gets really
bloody tricky. It's got to be Vieira. It has to be Vieira. Yes? No?
Vieira and Rocky and... What formation are we playing also with the 11?
Let's just go 4-4-2.
Go 4-4-2? All right.
Let's go. See, it's really hard because we've got Overmars and Perez.
Yeah, but you've got to choose one, haven't you?
I'm going to go Vieira
Vieira, Rocky, Perez.
Do you go Merson? Does Parler get in there? Like, what do you do?
Hold on. We've got Henri and Bergkamp, which are just...
That's a must.
And right.
I'll go Vieira, Rocky. Oh, my God, Ian Wright now. Listen, we're so spoiled.
We are spoiled. But pick, come on. I'm going to go Rocky on the right.
Yeah.
I'll go Pierce.
All right. We'll agree with that.
Midfield, I'm going to go centre, Patrick Vieira.
Yeah, that's fine.
And,
that's
fine. Mickey Thomas.
No.
And I'm going to... Excuse me, whose team is this? This is my team, not yours.
We're nearly agreeing with you.
Yeah, well, yeah, listen, we're not going to agree on everything.
No, no.
And I'm going to go... I'm going to go Pires on the left.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go all out crazy up top with Henri, Bergkamp and Wrighty on the bench.
And you on the bench as well.
That's the only place I could put Wrighty. He's got to be the first sub to come on.
We've got some amazing players that we've not mentioned.
I know.
Liam Brady.
Can't pick everyone. That's the problem.
I think we could do it at each decade. It would be easier, but we haven't got time. But roughly, that's our team, I think. Should we pick our worst team?
That would be amazing. That's the fun thing to do. Someone should have asked us that.
No, you haven't even finished your good team yet.
No, but that's roughly what we think.
What about Ashley Cole? I'd pick him over Winterburn, maybe.
Yeah. See, and Lauren.
See, so hard.
I'd pick him over Dixon.
You would pick Lauren over Dixon?
No, I said I couldn't, but Lauren's good as well.
Yeah. I like Bergkamp. Yeah, okay. Well, look, we'll settle with that, Casey. We'll go with your team. How about that?
Well, ish. Just not ish. Mickey Thomas.
Just not Mickey Thomas. I don't see how you can put Mickey Thomas in it. All I know is Bergkamp.
It's my team. Your team is mine.
All right, I'm going to go Dixon, Adams,
O'Leary,
Cole, Vieira, Rocky. Then I'm going to go Henri, Bergkamp, Pires, Wright. Let's get in. Come on. We're going on the attack. We'd win everything. We may let in a few goals because how many of those players are going to track back? It doesn't matter.
Many people getting back when you lose the ball.
That's what I'm saying.
They'd probably win
now. But it's a good team. You fit people in. That's good.
Yes, Ashley Cole over Nigel. Ashley Cole, for me, this may be a controversial statement, but he has been, for me, the best left-back to ever play in the Premier League, period. And when seeing him win trophies at Chelsea, I know he did the swerving the Mercedes and he almost choked on what... But now we know what we know about Arsenal. Are you going to forgive Ashley Cole a little bit for what he said?
No, forgiven never. Everybody else? No. I don't forgive him at all, but he was one of our best left-backs I've ever seen.
This might be the quote of the day so far.
Everybody loves Seaman.
I had to put it up there. Okay, this is a good one. Our biggest pet peeve.
In what? Football life?
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what mine is. Grammatical errors. Oh, my God. I think I
like Jamie O'Hara yesterday.
Oh, I nearly called him out on that, but I didn't want to go down that road. I went down another road. Grammatical areas. It's because I used to be a legal secretary and we're just so taught to write properly and everything. But anyway, you're seriously people, get it right.
Yeah. Mine is injustice, like seeing, people that can't defend themselves or can't protect themselves or whatever. It's like, I go nuts. It just drives me crazy. In the workplace, all of that stuff, when someone does good, but they don't get rewarded for it. Injustice is, it's actually, maybe it's not a pet peeve. Maybe that's my Achilles heel. What about you, Casey?
I think racism. For me, racism, there's no need for it. And when I was coming up as a kid, it was rampant. And it's still going on to this day. So that's my biggest pet peeve, and it's still going.
Okay, here we've got one for you, Casey, from Shaq McKenzie. What a great name. Casey, I love how you talk about the old days with true legends. Who was the greatest you played with? Oh, I think he's saying who's the greatest you wish you'd played with. That's a good one.
Wish I'd played with. Sure, actually. I could say Maradona. He was obviously a fantastic player, someone who was looked up to as the world's best at the time. So I could say him. But that some of them Brazilians, the Zicos and all these guys, were incredible players. You know, some of them Brazilian teams were just sensational. But I've got to say, I think, you know, Brazilian Ronaldo, the phenomenon.
Oh, my God, what a player.
He's my guy, man. He's my guy. He's my favourite player.
Beast. The tank.
Yeah, so I'd say him. Definitely
okay.
him.
That's a good one. If we were unbelievable. If we were adapting this to podcasts, who would you like to podcast with? Great players, great podcasters. Mine would be AskBlog. What about you, PG? I'm adapting our questions that KC gets from players to podcasters. Were you paying attention to that, or were you
I was on the chat room.
Right. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next question. Here's one for you. If you had to swap Arsenal for any other Premier League team, which team? It's easy for me, Everton. 100%, hands down. Boop, done. Oh, next.
I've never thought about swapping Arsenal for any Premier League team. If you ask us what team you like, yeah, I like Everton, but...
Remember, it's their show. They get to ask anything. We have to answer it. So if you had to support another team.
I can never think.
Kev's is easy. Well, it's going to be Crystal Palace or Everton, I think.
It is now. It's Everton now. But when I was young, obviously, it would have been Crystal Palace, definitely, as a South London kid. Yeah.
Well, me, probably, Premier League. Honest, I've always had a little bit of a soft spot for Everton because I always wanted Everton to beat Liverpool because Liverpool won everything. And I'm very big on the underdogs. Regardless of the fact that he played for them, I've always liked Everton and I like the accent.
All right, let's go to Newman because Newman is named after his Gary Newman, the idol. Gary Newman, Depeche Mode or the Human League? It's got to be the Human League every day
100%.
Of the week. Don't Human you League, brilliant. Want me, baby? Don't you want me?
Oh. I don't even know what we're singing because we're so old.
I love it.
Gary Newman weren't bad though, you know. I'm telling you. That's a good question, Newman.
Good evening, Newman.
Here's one for Kevin from Divian. KC, is an attacking player in general, did you have a preference facing a left-footed defender or a right-footed one? Ooh.
Man, no difference. It doesn't make no difference.
I was going to skip him anyway.
You got to beat them. You got to beat them whether they're right-footed or left-footed. It makes no difference. So, it didn't matter.
Okay, good. This is a good one from Sire Amin. Welcome to the show. And also, let us know what part of the world you're in, guys.
I was just about to say that. Let us know where you are.
Great minds think alike. See, we can read each other's minds, even when, you know. Right. PG, read this one out.
Who your five people that you want at your dinner table to discuss, dead and alive? Dead
like
or
this.
Alive?
Oh, I like
dead
and,
yeah.
This is a little bit like guess who's coming to dinner.
Right, so dead and alive, what five people would you like? You go first, Soph, because you never get a chance to go first.
Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
Queen Victoria. Geez, it's so hard, isn't it? When you I always have this down, like I know exactly who I want. Elizabeth Taylor. Whitney Houston, because she'd sing all night and I'd go, I've been listening to Whitney all morning. I tell you, if there's an artist I miss in the world, it's Whitney. Oh, my God. What a crush. Oh, I love her so much. How many do I have left, PG?
Two, I think.
Two.
Is it five?
So let's see. I've got, jump in whenever you guys want to, as I'm thinking for my last two. I would say, you know what? Zlatan Ibrahimovic. I'm telling you, he's fun. That would be a good dinner party. And then let's see. I would say my gosh, I'm stuck on my last one.
Right, shall I go?
Yeah, go.
I'd have David Dean. I'd have George Graham. I would have Arsene Wenger. They're my three football. Princess Diana. And I would have Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, I had her at my Kev's coming to dinner. I chose Oprah.
Yeah.
100%. She not is.
Had that yet.
And actually, if I could have a reserve, I'd have Maya.
No. There's no reserves. There's no reserves. You get fired. Yeah. See, she wants to mess about. Muhammad Ali would have to be at my table.
Yep.
You got to watch One Night in Miami, Casey. Night in Miami. Great movie.
Malcolm X would be at my table.
This is the One Night in Miami movie.
Bob Marley would be at my table.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Do you know Nelson Mandela would be at my table?
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. Yeah.
Is it heating
up? I would, yeah.
Sorry, it's heating up.
Here's the great one.
I'll have James Brown at the table as well.
Damn.
So listen, there'll be a lot of fun, a lot of jokes, a lot of laughter, a lot of dancing, a lot of singing, a lot of happiness.
A lot of trouble as well, if you ask me.
That comes later.
I love it. That's a good one. Everyone's enjoying that one too. Those are always good fun and stuff like that. Who's inviting Johnny Boy? Come on. Stan Kroenke, us three, that's a good one, plus Arteta and Stan Kroenke. You know why? Because Johnny Boy knows we'd all tie up Kroenke. We'd put a tape over his mouth and we would beg him for forgiveness until he gave us $1 billion to spend on our team.
Oh, God. And Arteta would just be there like that, smiling.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And we'd be protecting Arteta.
Okay, here we go. This one's from South London's Finest. Well, you may think you are, but there are others. But you're in that group. Let's see. Casey, being a South Londoner like myself. Croydon, isn't it?
Croydon boy, ESR territory. Nice one.
What is your opinion on a lot of the English talent coming from the South? Do you think the talent pool is coming back to the level you and Wrighty had?
Well, I think it's going to take a bit of time, obviously. We know there's a lot of talent on the south of the river, hell of a lot of talent, but it needs a chance to develop. ESR is just breaking through at Arsenal now. He's just starting to establish himself a little bit, so that's fantastic. So it remains to be seen, doesn't it? You know, there was a lot of talent with the Paul Dantys and Michael Thomas and Rocky and Mike. Wrighty and myself, and you know, David Illia. Don't forget, David Illia came from that side, etc. So, there's been a lot of good Arsenal players who've come through. So, we'll see.
Okay, here's one from our good friend DJ Tony Perry in the house. We need some tunes. We should have got you to give us some tunes.
Yeah,
tonight.
We need background music from DJ TV.
Either way, have you ever seen our chat room more quiet than tonight? We give them the show tonight. You guys better fire.
There's 172 people watching.
You guys could fire up the grill. Greek style.
Yeah, do you know what?
It's all like going. Come on.
Post game, they don't stop. When there's no game.
Come on, you've
got to think of some funny questions for us.
Ask us anything. Okay, DJ Tony Perry, best game you've ever been to or played in? Ooh, PG. Oh, my God. Let's take a shot. I had it ready.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what's the point of being asked that? I don't play football. I played rush goalie at school once, if all you know what that means. I'm not very good at football.
PG, just in time out, I think the other question, one you have to answer is best game you've ever played in.
Yeah.
By the way, I have so many shots of water lined up because I know PG is going to mention Anfield 89, so I just pre-did it. Go on.
89 and rush goalie when I was in primary school.
Casey, best game you've ever played in? I know which one.
No, you don't.
All right, go on then.
You don't know which one. You don't.
Did my dad ask you this question on last week?
He did.
But you see, my best game could change. Always it could change. The best game I think I've been involved in ever, and it's weird, was The Great Escape at West Brom.
Oh, yeah, Casey.
It meant so much to so many people. And when you're Arsenal, expected to be in the cup finals and going for leagues, you know, this team got, you know, pillar, you know, got taken from pillar to post, said that they'll never do it. it was amazing that last day. And we still, after the final whistle, we still had to wait 6 minutes, 7 minutes for the Charlton versus Crystal Palace game to finish on the pitch. So, you know, that was an amazing day.
But also, Kev, the Everton fans think that you saved them as well.
Yeah, but I'm not on about me saving them. We're on about the one game.
Yeah, the escape.
Everton was like over a stretch. But that, for us to get it to the final game, PG, was like...
I know. Must have been. What was it like just before, in the changing rooms, before you came out, knowing that that was it?
Well, do you know what? Before the game...
Yeah.
Before the game, we'd just been talking and we were saying, like, imagine all the results go our way and we don't do the business. So you'd much rather, if the worst come to the worst, you do the business and somebody else does the business, at least you could say, well, we've done our part. And obviously because of the crowd, it's the first game I've ever been involved in. We were playing Portsmouth on the day. And every time Portsmouth fans were booing because Southampton were getting relegated against Manchester United. So they were booing their own team. Mm-hmm. It was incredible, honestly.
Hilarious. Really. All right, here's a good one from Shaq McKenzie. Thanks for joining the show. Bernadette, I may have missed your questions, babe. Post another one. I'll promise to find it. I apologize. It's hard to keep up when there's so many people. Amanda, find some good questions. Help.
I'm looking, but okay. There's so many.
All right, here we go. Shaq McKenzie, if you had to describe yourself after a film, which would it be?
A film.
We should probably do it for each other as opposed to ourselves, because that's even funnier. Like, the ultimate, what's the ultimate chick flick for Amanda?
Hey, I know mine.
Maybe not.
One Floor Over the Cuckoo's Nest. 100% One Floor Over the Cuckoo's Nest for me.
What, for you?
Yeah, for me, because people say, you were texting at 3 o'clock in the morning and now you wish us happy good morning at 2 hours later. What the bloody hell's going on?
You are mental.
I'm still on my night shift, Kev.
Oh. I know.
Oh, my God, Amanda, what's yours?
89.
I don't have any more water.
God, like that.
That is brilliant. And I'm not very quick normally.
That's good.
That's a feel.
You get a yellow card.
You mention it one more time, you're going to get a red card. All right. I think mine would be Toy Story. You know why?
Yeah, I love Toy Story.
It's such a wonderful film about friendship and adversity and fitting in and coming of age, fish out of water. I just love Toy Story. So for me, it would be Toy Story. And all you guys in chat are our little Toy Story buddies. Buddies. This is a good one from Carl, who also wants to know if we've been to Norway and if we haven't. I think now we've signed Martin Ødegaard. Maybe we'll all go to Norway. Our biggest celebrity crush. Ooh, this is a good one. I have a laminated top five.
I can't even think of one.
Do you guys remember that episode of Friends where they did the laminated top five?
I have got one. Go on. You do yours. I've only got one.
So I like Robin Wright Penn, Jennifer Connelly, and Bridget Bardot back in the day and a Raquel Welsh. Mm. You know, those old women with curves. Those little, those sex sirens. Big Ben agrees with me, chiming as I mentioned Raquel Welsh.
That's very confusing hearing Big Ben in LA. I can't even hear it where I live.
Casey, what about you?
J-Lo.
No, get out.
In a potato sack.
No, it's
Shakira.
Oh, she's hot. Priyanka Chopra is very hot. Unfortunately, the fact she married a Jonas brother. I mean, come on.
I think I've got too many.
Oh, I've got one.
I've got too many. Who's yours? One. I've got loads.
Mine is Idris Elba. I've got a hallway pass for him. Yeah.
You know what? Is it true, though, the hallway pass? Because
apparently it's not a hallway pass, it's a hall pass, but I always say hallway and I get told off.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, it's like I said, Tony's is Margot Robbie and...
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I'm like, you know... And Charlize Theron, okay, who's actually behind me on the wall. Would we really give Would we really give the hallway pass, PG? If Carl ran into his laminated five, would you really give him the hallway pass?
Do you know what's funny? Not that he's watching this at the moment, but what's funny is he always says he hasn't got one because I'm his pass. And I love it. And I go, yeah, but I've got Idris Elba, so that's my pass. So who's yours? He hasn't got one. Me. Weird, isn't it?
I want to hear KC's. Come on.
Listen.
Just choose one.
No, listen. Mine, I've got to make sure I get this right.
Oh, Daniel Craig.
Sorry?
No, Daniel Craig. I'm thinking of all the ones that I like.
I thought you said Daniel Craig for me. I'm just about to turn the table over. For
time
God's
to get
sake.
The samurai sword out.
Exactly. Chop her head off. No, I think one of my favourites back in the day was Pam Grier.
Oh, yes.
Foxy Brown. Wow. You know, the blaxploitation films and stuff like that. The Afro and everything.
What a boy. You know, yeah, Whitney Houston for me, KC, my gosh. When I was younger, I was like, I was gaga over her.
Look at the Gooners podcast. Go and have a look. Hold KC on, I'm celebrity to keep up. Crushes Lee Judges.
That's just stupid, that is.
Cindy Crawford.
Stupid. Make me laugh. Come on.
PG, anything makes you laugh.
I know. All the girls watching, don't tell me you don't agree with Idris Elba. Not only that, he's a gooner as well, which is weird, but I
DJ
love it.
DJ Tony Perry's wife's got a pass on Anthony Joshua. Oh. Listen, everyone, let us know. I truly would give, yes, oh my gosh, Robin Wright is the only great thing about Wonder Woman 84. She is so hot.
Do either of you like Angelina Jolie or not?
Oh, I was talking about her this morning because a friend of mine wrote to me and said, my friend Erin said, I'm watching Tomb Raider. And I go, why? It's such a crap film, but it's Angelina Jolie. I mean, back in the day.
No, Kev? No.
Super hot back in the day.
I think she's quite hot.
What you think is hot and what I think is hot is two different things.
KC, I've got one for us and then we'll move on to the next question. How did we forget Halle Berry?
Oh, yeah. No, she is.
I've said too many. I can't go through them all. I've got to name one.
Sophie Marceau is beautiful. 90s Angelina MK, I'm with you. She was way, way fuego. Rob Lowe was one.
Yeah,
okay.
Rob Lowe in the 80s for me.
I got to go back up here, PG. Help me out here because there's one. Linda Evangelista, she was way hot.
Oh, yeah. Nadine Pierre says Gal Gadot, and I agree with that. She is stunning. She's Wonder Woman, by the way.
She made Wonder Woman 84 watchable, and there's a scene where she comes out the limousine where she's wearing the white outfit and she's got the slit right up into her waist. That's very interesting scene. Very interesting. Fine acting. Very fine acting. Okay, let's go back up. Have you seen that picture of Arteta as a woman? No, I'm going to skip that one. Sorry, my celebrity crushes. I'm going back up here. KC, did you ever play versus Wembley FC as a young AFC dude versus... I don't know what that means.
Or Coley. Isn't Coley a team?
I think it means Coley, right? Okay.
No, you might mean Andy Cole.
Yeah, maybe.
Or whatever.
Maybe you can help us.
I don't think Wembley, I don't think I did.
What is this question?
I don't think I did.
Do Arsenal need to win the Champions League to be considered a great world club? No. Come on.
We are a great world club.
Yeah. Amanda, red card incoming. This is true. James Johnson, Kevin, I'm a man with long hair and like to take time in the shower. Out of all your teammates, who was the longest in the shower? I'm guessing it's Kanu.
JJ.
Casey?
I don't know. I've no idea.
The communal baths, I've got one for you, Casey. Those baths back in the day that you'd all jump into together, how gross was that? Did you really just do that for prosperity or did you actually bathe in the same bath together?
Yeah, you'd go in there and you'd soak in there usually and then you go out and get in the shower. So,
okay,
it was a bit of fun, yeah.
Okay, fun. I have to ask this, and this is a great one from Bernadette because everyone might want to vomit and you can't say Sol Campbell. This is a good one. What Tottenham player would you have loved to have at Arsenal? Glenn Hoddle. Boom, done. I'm out. Next.
It'd have to be Hoddle. Can't really think of anyone else.
Ev? None. He's going to vomit thinking about it, but you've got to answer it. That's the rule of the show tonight. We've got to answer
it. It's probably the Hoddle for his quality. It's probably him.
Imagine the passes. Not that you had any trouble receiving.
Not that I would be playing there, but it would be probably Hoddle, yeah.
Here's one for us. Pramod in India. Good evening. We love India. Best debut of any Arsenal player you've seen?
I think it was Anelka.
I was going to say the same thing, PG. Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
He blew us away, didn't he? And I was so distraught. He was one of the players I was so distraught that when he left, honestly.
Yeah. Taib here. Sophie, did you rate Abu Diaby? Yes. I actually think Diaby is the greatest tragedy of a football story untold, because he actually literally could have been Vieira 2.0. He was so talented, the way he was built. And unfortunately in football, when injuries really dampen your career, Kevin, really sad, isn't it, that he wasn't able to fulfill the potential he had. So talented. That's why Arsenal kept faith with him for so long.
Sophie, you know, the weird thing about injuries are sometimes there's nothing you can do as a player. Mm-hmm. You go out there, you prepare, you eat the right things, you do everything that you're supposed to do. You go on the training pitch or you go on a game and you pull up lame. And it keeps on happening. Maybe it's something in the body, you know, that I'm sure they've tried everything to try and work out what was the issue. But he was just injury prone, unfortunately. And what a sad, sad time.
Really?
Because that kid could play. He was incredible at times.
Yeah, he was a baller.
And, you know, as a centre midfielder who could do it all, you know, we could do with another one of him beside Partey, couldn't we?
Oof. A fit Diaby and, yeah. Okay, here we go. Here's another one from Toronto. Good evening, Canada. Hey. Otherwise known as Switzerland. It's funny. Is it? Maybe. I don't know. Who's the best finisher you guys have ever seen in the Premier League? Come on. Come on. Answer it yourselves. T-H.
All right, let's do top three, because obviously we'd all say Thierry.
No, it was
us. Thierry Henry.
So no top three.
Sorry, people in the chat room. He won't do top three. Next question.
No, listen, the people in the chat need to ask the damn question, yes. Not you.
I think you've got a bit of PMT tonight.
Here's one from Divian. Arsenal offered you your dream job at the club. What position and responsibilities would you take up?
Assistant coach to Arteta.
I've had the dream job. So there you go.
Yeah, you have.
I'm lucky.
Where is my red card?
You are.
You get PG a red card in a
minute. I'd be assistant to Arteta or Arteta's secretary.
I would like to be director of communications and also promote myself to VP of player personnel and buy players. That's what I'd like to do. I'd like to mold the team because, you know, in American sports, the VP of player personnel, etc., general managers assemble the team a little bit like director of football in some football clubs and stuff like that. But I think that's a really fun job to have. If I was going to formulate my Arsenal 11, oh my God, I'd love to have that power.
Yeah, but you couldn't slag them off then, so you couldn't slag them off.
No, I'd have to give up podcasting.
Hey, 100% you'd need to.
Winston wants to be Gunnosaurus. I'd love that. Everyone wants me to apply for the job now. I'm going to do that. Thank you very much. Yes. Okay. What signing that flopped you wish had been a world beater? That's a good one, Rich. Ooh. We've had a few flops. Yeah. We have.
Ozil. I'm not mentioning his name again. No, I like Ozil. You know that.
You know, at the time, I've got to say, Francis Jeffers was this super English, super kid, right? Mm. Playing football. He was a superstar at Everton. There was something about that signing that made me think, wow, this is kind of edgy, you know, for Arsenal to go for a play like that. And I really thought that maybe he would do a little bit better. And it just, how did he just fail so miserably when he was so good? It's amazing.
Well, I'll give you an idea. Which forwards were at the club when he was signed?
Yeah, I know. Another mistake.
But think about it.
I know.
You mentioned the right thing when you said he was a kid, because he was a kid. He was 18, 19 year old. He comes to Arsenal. You got the likes of Ian Wright, Bergkamp. You got all these one world-class players ahead of him. Where's he going to play?
Why did we even sign him, Casey? Strike my answer. It's rubbish.
Exactly.
Put exactly. my answer in the bin. Oh, my gosh.
I tell you who I wish would have been a world-class player. Vladimir Petrovic back in the day. I wish he could have been world-class.
Hmm. What about you, PG?
John Jensen.
We scored one goal. Do you remember that goal? It was special, that moment.
And you know what?
I still tell you about it now.
And you know what? I'm actually convinced I wasn't there. And I don't know why I wouldn't have been there, because I was there for every game, every season. I don't know, but I seriously don't remember being there when he scored, but I could be wrong.
What amazing perm he had. That was the best hair ever.
And do you know what? He was such a great lad. He was such a great lad as well, you know.
Yeah.
Good point, right? Good boy.
I think the biggest flop that I think would have been fantastic, and it's a shame actually, is Nicholas Bentner. I think he had everything, but I just don't think he had the right attitude.
No, it's terrible. He's too busy chasing birds. Not the tweet kind either.
It's the age, isn't it? And if they knew then what they know now.
Here's one for us, PG. I think because you can always rely on Newman to ask great questions. Who'd you rather French kiss, Jose Mourinho or Andrew Lloyd Webber?
It's obviously aimed at you two.
Hope so. I'd kiss Jose Mourinho and bite his tongue.
He couldn't speak.
He might like that, PG.
You go, I think you bite my tongue. I think you did.
I would choose, I couldn't French kiss Andrew Lloyd Webber.
No, that would be the problem for me.
No, yeah. Because then the Phantom of the Opera would kick in and I don't know what would happen to me. By the way, DJ Tony Perry says, J. Emmanuel Thomas from the youth team.
Yeah, I remember him.
But he wasn't bought, was he?
No.
He came through the ranks. Oh, but you're putting too much on the young kid there. It's hard, man. It's hard to come through. Hard.
Okay. let's see. What else have we got in here?
I don't think you should put Matthew Doyle's.
Which one's? Where's that? I don't see it.
No, I do laugh at that, Matthew. Oh, but we're not putting it up. No.
Yeah. Well, actually, I did mention one of them on the show the other day. And I think one's better than the other, by the way, PG, in my opinion.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So what is it then? Come on, bloody hell. What's all the suspense?
Okay, well, it's this. Let's just put it up.
No, not that one.
Oh, which one? Why don't you tell me? You're supposed to be helping me get these questions up. Come on,
I just thought you were going to put it up. That's why I said don't.
No, where is it? Well, I don't know what it is now.
I'd like to.
It's amazing. Everybody's got their opinions, haven't they?
Do you think Arsenal would have been a better team if? Of course. I mean, that was the moment again. Oh, that we
£1.
We haggled over £1, you guys. I mean, it's like 80 cents. Casey, the biggest, one of the biggest mistakes in the history of Arsenal Football Club, no?
Yeah, but you know what? Sophie, PG, it told you what our club was about. Our club weren't about getting the best players. They weren't about it. They tried to get him on the cheap.
Yeah.
Because he had a clause in his contract. And everybody knew he wanted to leave Liverpool and come to Arsenal. And Arsenal, what did they do? They put a derogatory 40 million in the pound. Come on.
What the snobbery
of
our
principle, you don't sell him to them. Do
snobbery
you,
no? of our club. Listen, you're listening to the Highbury Squad. It's Lockdown Series, Volume 2, Episode 17. It's the show about nothing. And basically, our chat room is generating all the content tonight. We're going to be on air for just a little bit more here. So make sure you get all your questions in. Arsenal
are we?
Related or not.
Are we?
You have to go.
No, I'm just saying, are we? I've just looked at the time. I didn't even realize it was
an hour.
It's gone so fast. Like
funny what happens when you enjoy yourself.
Listen, so it must be Sophie time now, isn't it?
Going into Sophie time now. Hopefully, you know what? Sophie time is the new Fergie time. And tomorrow, get in. We'll get to that. Okay, Los Angeles. Hello, my new hometown. What other sign? Well, actually, I'm in Newport Beach, but that's okay. I'm close. Where? 50 miles.
Oh, Los Angeles. That's boring.
No, but listen, they also asked me what bar I'd go to. The bars are opening where I'd go and watch a game. I would always go to where the Arsenal Los Angeles crew are. And they know where that is. What other? I'll go anywhere. Long Beach. I will support all the Southern California Arsenal branches. When it opens, I'll come to a game and hang out with all of you. And we'll record videos and we'll put them on the show. As long as we can get out and get together and watch a game together in a pub again, I'll buy you all drinks. Hold on 1 second. No, you'll buy me drinks. What other signing do we need before this window closes that will push us to top four? Super Kev.
Could be a tall striker, like a Edin Dzeko, because we get crosses in, but we've got nobody to head it away, put it away. Could be another midfielder beside Thomas Partey. So I think that could be two spots what we could bring in and make us better.
PG?
What he said.
All right, then.
I think
we're going to do our better business in the summer. I think for now we've done what we're going to do. The biggest concern for me, Kevin, I don't mind Reece Nelson going out because he's not really been given a chance. I don't mind Willock going out. But I do have a little bit of a concern about Maitland-Niles because he is that hybrid player that we've talked about. I know he's not being given a chance yet, but God forbid there's another injury to a Tierney or a Bellerin or someone. He's such a versatile player who can come in. And I think between now and the end of the season, that's a little bit of a mistake. I think if we were going to let him go, we should have done so in the summer and prepared for that. And now with just a few months to go, we're going to let go a player who can come in and fill in holes. Should we progress in the Europa League and there's more injuries? We're fighting in that Premier League right now. Yes, we're out of the FA Cup. But to me, that seems like it could be a bit of a mistake. Do you agree or disagree with that?
No, I disagree with you, darling, because I just think if Maitland-Niles got injured, for instance, wasn't a club, you're looking at full-back positions. We have got cover. Callum Chambers is back fit now. So you've got Bellerin, Cedric, who could play both left and right. You've got Tierney. And don't forget, we might not want him there, but Saka could play left back as well. So I think there's enough cover in the fullback positions to cover the squad. So, and this is the problem that Maitland-Niles maybe has, because I don't know what's going on in the background with Mikel Arteta, but something isn't right between them.
Yeah.
And it might be Maitland-Niles' attitude or whatever. Not saying that he's a bad lad, but he's, you know, he's got this lackadaisical attitude, whereas, you know, Mikel Arteta probably wants him at it. And he's not really maybe at it. So, you know, it might be something that they might consider. We'll see.
Right. Here's an interesting one from David. Do you believe in ghosts? Have you had an experience?
Yeah, Doppy, man. Doppy, I believe in ghosts.
I do.
I have. I've had
I've had a couple of experiences with ghosts.
Yeah. Let's give one
if
each.
If you're open to it, you get them.
So
I wasn't open to it at the time. I was a kid. There was somebody sat on a seat in my bedroom.
Yeah, they often come to you at night.
Woke up and it was just there.
Wow.
So. Yeah, that sixth sense I see dead people is no joke. PG, do you have an experience?
Not as much as you two, but sometimes when I'm working, where I work at the moment is in my kitchen, and I just feel like someone's passed me in the hall and there's no one there, and I look up and I go, it's weird. But no, I've got lots of friends that have people come to them in the night. That's why I knew Kev was in the night. That's when they come to see you. And normally it's a relative or something.
Yeah. So that happened to me after my father-in-law passed away. A couple weeks after, it was late at night. I couldn't sleep and I was in the spare room. And this light that we have was like not working properly. and it was out. And then I sat there and all of a sudden the light flickered once. And I felt this force in the room. I'm not joking. And I felt it and I said, Mervyn, is that you? And the light flickered once. And then I said, I'm freaked out right now. If that really is you, make that light flicker twice. Like I thought, nah, you know, whatever. And it bloody did. It flickered twice and then it just went off. And that was just like an unbelievable like moment. I was like overwhelmed, to be honest with you. That was kind of crazy. So yes, there's some good ghost shows as well on TV right now. Your favorite football movie, ladies and 89. Gentlemen. Where's my water?
Actually, that's a bit of a lie. It's my second. Fever Pitch is my all-time favorite. Brilliant. Funny. Yeah. And you know what? You see so many aspects in that. I could have written that film and it would have been so the same. I think the aspects of how serious he is about Arsenal and how she's looking at him like, are you mad? My mum and dad could have done that film. She just, thank you, Matty. He is so obsessed. Listen, I grew up with my dad and he got upset last week, apparently, because I said the first person I want to hug is my mum. And I didn't say my dad, but I want to hug them both. And I'd like to wish them a happy 53rd anniversary, wedding anniversary. It was yesterday. And we were on their driveway with flowers. And the first thing he says to me, do you think party's going to be fit for Saturday? Honestly, he's so obsessed. He's got his priorities right, isn't he? Yeah, that's it. But that's it. Every time he goes, do you know if he's going to be fit? Like I would know. I say, no, Dad, I don't know anything. But what was we talking about? I don't remember now.
Jamie just
the favorite film.
About
favorite film is definitely Fever Pitch for me. I watch it. I don't watch films twice. Don't like doing it. But that every year I watch on May the 26th, and just everything about it. When he talks about the fixtures coming out in June and his whole world's got to revolve around it. We couldn't book anything in our family when I was younger. My dad, it was all revolved around it. It was great.
89 for me.
Oh, Fever Pitch. I love them both.
Mine's Escape to Victory. I love Escape to Victory because you got some of the greats in that. Mark, you're with me on that one. And yes, happy Gooniversary to Lee Dixon. What a legend. We love him. Thank you. This podcast and Same Old Arsenal with Craig is only podcast worth watching. Well, we appreciate that. No one said the Arsenal Stadium mystery. Well done, Danny, our good friend from a Burkamp Wonderland. Hello, hope you're doing
that's the
very
Emirates,
well.
Isn't it?
Here we go. This is a good one. Our favorite song.
Oh,
geez. It's like asking which one of your children do you love the most. It's almost impossible, isn't it?
I haven't got one.
If you were going to go on, if you were going to be stuck on an island and you had to hear one song over and over and over again,
not
for
too
me.
Many.
It would be Hotel California or anything by Whitney. But
I've
Hotel
got too many. I love Hotel California. I love the Eagles. I've got too many, but one of my favourites of all time
no,
is
Robin.
Somebody Else's Guy by Jocelyn Brown. It is how it builds. I love it. I love it. It's brilliant.
Sing a bar from it.
Or, no, Chaka Khan, Ain't Nobody. I'm a real 80s soul sort of
like
girl.
A Shani.
Yeah, and my first ever concert was Fatback at Hammersmith. And
Fatback
I had the,
band, brilliant.
Yeah, I had the best time with I Found Loving is completely iconic. Not to anyone other than our age, but I found love. I love it.
You know what? They sample those songs into the new songs.
Yeah.
And they think they're originals, don't they?
I know,
and
when
the,
I know, old, it's
when
funny.
The parents start singing it, they look at them like, how do you know this? And it's like, this was when I was a kid in the old days and all that kind of thing. I don't think I've got one, but I think I do love, obviously, is Luther Vandross, Never Too Much.
Oh, no, everything.
You know, anything Luther, Change, you know, Midnight Case. Star.
Luther in the round at Wembley. Did you see him in the round?
I went.
Oh my God.
Incredible, mate.
I'll tell you who else was really good was before Luther was George Benson. I saw him three times.
Another legend.
And Diana Ross.
Give me the night. Give me the night. Listen, I need a beatbox. I need a boombox.
You know what? I don't even think.
Where is DJ Tony Perry when you need him?
I don't think we can. I could even say my top 20 songs. I love music. It depends what mood I'm in. Sometimes I will just put the Eagles on. Sometimes, like today, I was like buzzy this afternoon, so so much work. I put Queen on. Don't stop me now, because I'm having such a good time. So it depends what mood you're in. That's all I can say.
Definitely.
Do you know, every day, Sophie, you know this. Every day, I have a minimum of an hour I play all the 80s tunes.
Yeah, love it.
80s, I love it.
Hey, just for this.
Just to keep that same,
get you back in the day. Because you know what? Music is a time portal. It takes you back to when you were younger, doesn't it?
And
just like a picture.
Totally. I love it. I was listening to 90s music today. I had an hour session this morning on 90s music.
Nice.
80s which is really good. But the 80s, you know, it's just so good. Incredible. So good.
Do you know what I love, Kev? Oh my God, I go mad to it. It's Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
Oh, Tainted Love.
Listen, I've got an awesome playlist of the old pop 80s, 70s, and 80s.
Have I?
With all them songs, a load of them. Probably about 8 hours worth.
And for every woman out there in the 80s, I Will Survive is the song that we all sung.
Yes. And we did survive, didn't we, PG?
And then I went Camden Pally on a Friday night and that was it. All that went out the window.
Someone asked us, what's the last club we went to and partied at?
Well, I used to club a lot. So Faces in Gants Hill was mine because that's where I'm from. But I've been to Charlie Chan's. I've been to, my favourites were Charlie Chan's. There was a place in Stratford in the 80s called Flappers. Oh, my God, I used to go there. And then before Faces, it was a place called Villa. So I grew up there. It was called The Villa. But my ultimate was Camden Palace on a Friday night because my lot from Essex didn't even know why I was going to Camden, but obviously because of all my Arsenal friends. And it was just the best night on a Friday night. And I just danced till about 3, 4 a.m. Now I can't even dance till about 12 a.m. But
you ever
I
go
loved
to
it.
The Jazz Cafe in Camden?
No.
Yes, I've been there.
Oh, man, I love the Jazz Very Cafe nice. In London. And Very Shaftesbury's. Nice. Remember Shaftesbury's back in the
Shaftesbury's,
day?
Shaftesbury's, yeah.
Ronnie Scott's.
Ronnie Scott's was always great.
Ronnie Scott's was
Ministry
good.
Of Sound.
I never win, and I've got all their albums.
Yeah,
I really
Ministry
wish I went.
Of Sound, brilliant.
We need the club for 50 and above.
We're showing our age now, guys. We are showing our age. Anthony wants to know our all-time favourite actor or actress. That's a good one.
For me, Denzel. Denzel's the best for me.
He's oh my God, I would never go to Fifth Avenue at Ilford.
New film with Denzel coming out today. Jared Leto's in it too, called The Little Things.
Yeah,
and
someone
it looked
like awesome. Denzel Washington or the other one. What's his name? I've got.
I love. Listen, if you want to be happy and just kind of feel like get a hug, you're going to watch Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
If you want to have a little bit of edginess but safety, it's Denzel, no doubt.
Will Smith. I love Will Smith.
Will Smith kind of got old.
Oh, I love Will Smith.
A little bit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Will Smith, just send him to Miami. He just started making shit films. Let's be honest. Borderline actually was a good club in London as well. Right. Big Ben's chiming. That means that we're almost close to the end here. You guys have got 5 more minutes to ask any more questions. And listen, we're going to switch it to the game day tomorrow. And we're playing Manchester United.
What do they think?
I do. I was listening to Pat Benatar this morning. We are young. Love is a battlefield. Great song.
So much good music. You can't ever say, I love about 500 songs.
Yeah.
So,
my favorite.
You know, one of my favorites that many people won't know that I like is, you remember Gloria?
Gloria.
Gloria.
I love that song, man. I love it.
I'm 22 years old. I'm in New York City. I go to a club called The Tunnel, which was legendary back then.
Yes.
And I'm in there with my mates from 20th Century Fox. We thought, screw it, let's go to New York for the weekend and just blow it out. And we get in, and all of a sudden, Laura Branigan comes up on stage and starts singing that song. I lost my mind.
Oh my God, great song. You know what? There is nothing like live music. Honestly, there really isn't. I love it. And I'll be up dancing anyway.
You know what? Anthony Hopkins, that's a good one. I looked after him on a film called The Mask of Zorro, and he was amazing. Honestly, when he got into the car and he sat next to me, PG Kevin, I almost got scared because I felt like I'm sitting next to Hannibal Lecter. And I didn't want him to eat my liver with a nice bottle of Chianti, but he was. Do you know what he ordered for breakfast at the Dorchester Hotel, you guys? I said to him, what would you like for breakfast? He chose kippers and eggs.
Oh, nice, very good breakfast.
Old school.
Yeah, very old school. As we're nearly finishing, we need to ask everyone in the chat, have you enjoyed this tonight, or would you rather us have guests coming on and asking us questions? That's something we'd like to know, because this is your show.
Let us know. Favorite comedian, Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor. Oh, brilliant. Richard Pryor's my favorite.
Richard Pryor, what a legend.
So
right?
far, everyone's saying yes, they've loved it. So that's cool.
Okay, good. Well done, PG, for picking up on some comments. Appreciate it. And it is, it's Sophie time right here. We've got Morgan Freeman, Bill Murray. I just want to get
as many comments as Morgan Freeman.
I do this for everyone's comments and answers. Why don't you guys start talking? I'm going to be around tomorrow for a little pre-game and post-game. If anyone would like to join me, let me know. I'll get you on the show. Yes, we can't have Manchester United, Arsenal versus Manchester United, and not come to you with the pre- and post-game. Kevin is working for Asian television, so he's going to be covering the beautiful game tomorrow. What do we think, you guys?
Here we go. Let's talk about that. But I'd like
2-1 for me. 2-1.
Yeah, I'm still going 2-2, but I hope we win, obviously. Oh, I loved Eddie Murphy. Can we just say two things? First of all, when you brought up the one of the comments said about, you know, AFTV, DT, whoever it was, Lee Gunner, the lot. Do you know what I say to everybody who doesn't like anybody? Don't watch it. Don't comment. Don't watch it. Everyone likes different things, and you're entitled to like. Not everyone likes us. I know it's surprising, but not everybody likes us. So what you do is you don't watch it. I don't have a problem with anybody. As long as they're not abusive, as long as they're not rude and vile, then why should you tell anyone who they can like and who they can't? I just never get that. And also, my rant about Aubameyang last week, saying that we need to have some compassion for our captain, and then he comes out and says that. I'm sorry. I felt, because a few people said to me on Twitter, you know, I don't think you needed to rant so much. I think I did, because, you know, we knew it was serious. How anyone could not know it was serious, that he had to literally go straight away. And sometimes in life, it's a little bit more important than football. So I think people need to show a bit of respect. And one of the players I heard, not our player, got racist comments on Twitter. Was it United player or something?
Yeah, two United players.
That is absolute. Do you know what? I didn't see it. I heard about, he had to come off Twitter. Do you know what? The only problem with social media is they would never say it to your face in the street. No. Yet they sit there doing their disgusting comments. And I saw some anti-Semitism this week as well, and I'm proud to be Jewish, and you're never, ever going to bring me down and take me off Twitter.
It was Tanzubi.
Yeah, it was terrible. I feel so sorry for that player. I know he's not one of ours, but I'm telling you, that is disgusting.
There's no need for it.
I'm sorry. You know what? Isn't racism and sexism and anti-Semitism so boring and so ignorant and so pathetic in this day and age? It should just, seriously, all just fuck off. I'm sick of it.
Do you know what, PG?
I hate it. I hate anyone getting abused.
It's hard. It's hard to carry that crap around with you.
But why can't there just be more love and fun? And if you don't like something, walk away from it.
People are morons.
Do you know what? My brain doesn't comprehend some people when they're going at a young player. It doesn't matter what colour he is, what race he is, what religion he is. I would not stand for it. I just don't get you idiots, not anyone watching this, because I'm sure it's not, but those idiots that do that to affect, you do not know what you're doing to people. I'm serious.
Exactly, Bernadette. For every lovely people on social media, they're two bad eggs. The same with culture, religion, everything.
And I would like to, caveat that by saying there are millions and millions of wonderful people on social media. I met these two on social media. I met the love of my life on social media. So I'm not here slagging it off. I love social media. But if I see anyone getting abuse, male or female, I'm there straight away. I'm not. I don't care who you are. Do you know what? I have this motto in life. If you're a dickhead, you're a dickhead. I don't care what color, race, or religion you are. You're a dickhead. But you know what? I wouldn't call you any other name. I wouldn't even say anything. There's lots of people I don't like. I just don't follow them. That's it.
The problem is that social media and being a keyboard warrior makes you anonymous, and you can hide behind something. And like you said, would you say it to someone's face? Casey knows more than anyone about that. We've all experienced it differently. We talked about this before on our show. Amanda's Jewish, I'm gay, and Casey, you know, has dealt with racism throughout his entire career, and haters are going to hate no matter what. And at the end of the day, there's been so much love. I think the best thing about last year that I saw is the love Marcus Rashford got, because people saw him as a young man versus a black man or a black footballer and anything like that. They just saw him as a human being doing great things. And I think at the end of the day, there's a lot of good humanity out there. And I think the good humanity outweighs the bad, general, Kevin. And don't you agree?
And also, there's a lot of people on social media that shut it down straight away. If someone says something, they all go for him. Look at that bloke with the video last week. Ruined his life and he's lost his job. Good. Deserves it. I'm not even going to bring his name up. But he was I was watching this video in absolute disgust. But so were thousands of others. There are many, many good people. I'm just saying, let's just be very careful what you say. Mental health is so fragile at the moment. Really? You want to do that? You want to? Oh, honestly, I didn't mean to ruin it tonight because we're having such fun. But I feel sometimes that I know a lot of people watch these shows now. And I just feel if anyone, you know what? It doesn't cost anything to be nice.
Yeah, we do. We have true diversity. Talk about three people from three different worlds experiencing different things, right, Kevin? Growing up so differently, 100%. But also,
the
you
three
know
of
what?
Us. Plus we sexism, may, so we have we, that as well.
Yeah, we might be very different, but at the end of the day, when good humans come together, they do good things. And you guys, I'll tell you something, our listeners are amazing. We have we're so lucky to have
top class.
We appreciate you so, so much. And we mean this. We love you guys. We're so grateful for each and every one of you. Our show would never be what it is without you, without your support. Without your creativity, your questions,
your input,
but we need your likes to continue as well, and follow us and get subscribers, because we need that.
If you like us, hit the like button, and if you don't, we're not haters.
You think
doesn't matter to us. We still wish you the very, very best, right? And we love you. Yes, Newman, even you, we love you, even though you can be a total prick sometimes. We absolutely love you.
I love Newman. He's fantastic.
He knows.
It is
I'm
like a
joking.
Little family, isn't it? We've got all the same sort
we
of
do.
And you know what's lovely? Reading the comments after the show and saying people saying we love your show, it's the best show. I can't believe I didn't find you before. It's so lovely that new people keep joining us, because we do what Sophie said, appreciate every single one. You know, we're not anything without you lot. And the fact that, you know, we have I keep putting the ex-footballer up there telling us all these wonderful stories. It's just, we're all just happy to talk.
Yeah. And Kevin, having you is always a treat, and having everyone in chat be able to have you for an hour and 23 minutes.
Wow. We need to go.
Sophie time is raging tonight.
We're like over Sophie time. We're in Fergie time now.
It's their time tonight. And the fact that they have you and they're able to ask you questions, they appreciate you, Kevin. And I know it means a lot to you.
They're great. Absolutely brilliant.
And it will be a podcast.
Listen, it's always a pleasure speaking to the beautiful ladies. And it's always a pleasure to engage with the Arsenal fan base, because you know what? We battle, we debate, we don't like each other at times, but we are a family, I can tell you that.
Mine always like you, but I'll always love you.
Yeah. And listen, he is a gift. He's a gift. He's a total gift to us. Yeah. And we know what? Hugh Wizzy, he's funny. Maybe we will get him on the show.
I met him once. He's really nice.
Funny guy, like
Hugh Wizzy. I need to
go. Okay, so listen, here's the scoop, all right? Tomorrow we play Manchester United. Listen, Moldova, tonight, just want to let you guys know, Australia, Sierra Leone, Moldova, Ghana, Brazil, Turkey. I've lost count how many countries and how many places people have told us they're calling us from tonight. From all corners of the earth, our love goes to you, and thank you, each and every one of you, for joining us. And yes, we'll be arguing tomorrow night after Man United. Don't you worry. We will at some point.
I'd like to say that obviously when life gets back to some normality and we're back at the Emirates, please God, soon, if anyone ever comes over, you're going to have to come and say hello to me. I want to meet all of you. I'm so missing all my Arsenal family. Honestly, we're all just... And does anyone else think January has 680 days in it? Honestly, it's just...
Maybe double that. Maybe double that. The dream is to take the Highbury squad on the road at some point. When the world is normal and we can do that. And good evening, Brixton. Kevin will love that. Had to put that up there. And someone from Austria as well. Okay, so give us your predictions for tomorrow. Final say, you guys. Just reiterate.
2-2.
2-1 for me. 2-1 Arsenal.
I'm going to go for a 3-1. And that's it. Until 3-1.
Love it.
Listen, speed up front, Casey. Our speed's going to kill Harry Maguire tomorrow.
So you two have gone for a win and I've gone for a draw. At least it's positive.
Yeah, it's positive.
We've got a chance because we're on a please God, we don't lose, and we're on that momentum.
Well done, Divya. Thank you. God. Thanks for the blood.
Is it at the Emirates or is it Old Trafford?
No, it's Emirates, isn't it? Yeah.
Right, okay.
We beat them at their gaff, didn't we? So.
All right. Okay.
Oh, I would have loved that on a Saturday night at the Emirates under the lights.
My one, right?
In the East Stand up at 5:30 playing United. I tell you, people had been drinking. It would be amazing atmosphere tomorrow night. I know we're not known for that great atmosphere, but there are certain games. And I tell you, if we were there tomorrow night, I would probably be thinking a bit more of a win. But anyway.
I think he'll go for it. Johnny Boy saying all depends on team selected. I think he's going to stick.
No, don't. They're Arsenal going to go for it.
Go for it. He won't go for it. He doesn't go for a draw anyway, does
Somalia he? Somalia in the house as well. Good evening.
Somali crew.
Hello.
I love it. This is where I don't want to leave because they but with my heart. They pull at my heartstrings.
You just love
guys.
Sophie, double overtime.
I love them.
That's
they just keep pulling at my heartstrings. This is what they do. So here we go. We're going to end the show. Thank you so much for being part of our first ever Arsenal chat room show. We hope you enjoyed it. Next Friday, we're going to go back to our traditional fan forum. We have two special guests lined up already from the US. If you want to be part of it, send us an email, thehighburysquad@gmail.com. We'll also be launching officially our football prizes partnership. You guys get to put your hat in a ring to win a specific Arsenal memorabilia. You can also go to the site and for a minimal fee, you get to be putting your hat in the ring and we'll show you some of the stuff that's been happening. We'll have the owner of the company on the show as well for full transparency so you can see exactly what they're doing and all the great things that they do as well. And then I'll be on tomorrow post-game, Manchester United, Arsenal versus Manchester United. Kev's working. PG might be on. And if not, then, you'll see her next week sometime. And until then.
Always Arsenal.